Yeah, you could say that, Oisin, but you got to give them credit as well, because that was a good result for them last night, coming after they lost last weekend against the same opposition. The perfect way to bounce back on such an important night for them. They knew that if they picked up the 3 points last night, it would be very much advantage Coghill Celtic going into the final weekend.
Yeah, a 3-point safety net now for Coghill with at least one game to play. Is there more pressure now on Rovers going into the game on Sunday?
There probably is, Oisin, and you know, Letterkenny Rovers, pressure definitely, but if you look at it from their point of view, going back a few weeks, they would have taken this position with both hands, because at one stage they looked to be really out of the title race because the gap was so much wider. But last weekend's tale of two games, Letterkenny beating Fannin United and Coghill losing against Derry City, really opened up the title race again.
And I suppose with results in last night and in recent weeks, it makes for a very interesting and exciting finish to the Ulster Senior League season. And I suppose as soccer fans and I suppose neutrals as well, this is what you want to see come the end of a campaign.
Yeah, and it's almost a mirror image of what's going on or what has happened this season in the Premier Division of the Donegal League as well, Oisin, because that one went right down to the wire and you had the meeting of Kildrum Tigers and Castleville and Celtic in a kind of a winner-takes-all situation on their last match of the season. It's going to be the exact same this Sunday. Letterkenny Rovers will know that nothing less than a victory against Coghill and the title will be going back to Inis Oen for another season. So promises to be a big game. It promises to be an exciting encounter, and hopefully there'll be a big crowd at Lakeview Park to see it.